This sculpture of the crocodile god Sobek is one of the earliest depictions of the deity in three dimensions. It was excavated from a pyramid complex of Amenemhat III at Hawara in the Fayum. Curator Adela Oppenheim.
This temple is particularly important because it had an enormous statuary program, and most of the sculptures that have been recovered are not sculptures of the king, but sculptures of the deities. Now, the king's mortuary temples always featured depictions of gods and goddesses walking towards the king, but these were all in relief. And in Amenemhat III's temple, it seems that these gods were then transformed into sculptures.
The sculpture shows us that the Egyptians were still learning how to create three-dimensional figures that combined human and animal features. For instance, behind the crocodile's eyes, you can see the openings for its ears.
But at the same time, they stuck these human ears into the middle of the human hair, and they don't really fit, actually, with the crocodile snout or with the human aspect of the animal. And they seem to have done this in Hawara with all of these composite animal gods. They gave them human ears.
The crocodile was one of the most dangerous animals in ancient Egypt and the subject of fascination and cult worship.
By turning these crocodiles into deities, it may be in some way an attempt to harness the power of these figures. By pacifying the god, these fearsome aspects can be turned into protection for you.